No balls at a strike here on Yelich. And he takes a strike with a slider that just clipped the low outside corner, and it's 0-2 on Yelich. Do you like it?
It's a unique experience.
I guess I liked it.
It's a nice way of saying I didn't care for it. Pitch is down and away with a slider, and it's 1-2.
So you get put in like these little pods that are the elevators that take you up to the top. So if you're claustrophobic, this is not the experience you want. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
1-2, Yelich shoots it foul above the Brewers' dugout, stays at 1-2. Well, I don't like heights, as we all know, and I'm a little bit claustrophobic, so this thing doesn't seem like something that's in my future.
Yeah, you're out.
I've never done it. I've thought about it, but never done it. Romero brings home the 1-2 pitch. Yelich took up and away. Two balls and two strikes. The count now on Christian. It also sways a little bit when you're up there, right?
No, not that you can feel.
Doesn't match up with the reports that this reporter's heard. 2-2, swing and a miss. Yelich strikes out, and the inning is over. I'm going to crowdsource that a little bit. I've heard from people that says it sways a little bit.
I mean, it might have to be really windy.
7-1 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Love the movers.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup? Troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100. Hey.
It is a 7-1 lead for the crew. Grant Anderson takes over on the mound for the Brewers. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in St. Louis, Quintana goes five innings, five hits, a run, three walks and six strikeouts for Jose Quintana. He does qualify for the win. Anderson's first pitch to Sajacy is a little high, and it's 1-0. Anderson making his 12th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 3.52 ERA. The 1-0 pitch is a fly ball right field. Back on it is Frelick, now camping underneath of it about 20 feet shy of the warning track to make the catch. And there's one away for Jordan Walker. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon from St. Louis, 7-1 crew. Jordan Walker is the batter for the Cardinals. Grant Anderson's first pitch to him is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Everyone talking about the draft, not the NFL draft, talking about the NHL draft coming up. Ground ball to third. Durbin plays it on the forehand, fires to first in time, and he's got Walker by a step and a half. And there's two away now for Pedro Páez. Maybe the NBA draft. You're not going to feel one from high quality Pella windows. I know that. Get no interest Financing options or free glass upgrades today at PelletWI.com.
Oh, they were talking about the draft. They were talking about Shedeur Sanders for 72 hours straight.
First pitch to Paez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now, there would be a promotional opportunity for Pella Windows and Doors. 0-1. Ground ball to short. Played by Ortiz. Throws to first. Dug out of there by Hoskins. And a 1-2-3 inning for Grant Anderson. I don't know what the promotion is, so I'm just going to throw it to break and never answer it. 7-1 Brewers as we go to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick, because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. 4/30/2025.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up and it's gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Defend American Family Field when the Brewers are hosting the Cubs next weekend. First time this season the Cubs come to town, May 2nd through the 4th. You can get your tickets at brewers.com/tickets. 7-1 crew as we head to the seventh inning. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thanks very much. It'll be JoJo Romero continuing on the hill. And William Contreras greets him for the crew. First pitch, taking high ball one. Romero came in after Eric Fetty's 5 2/3 innings. And he struck out the only batter he faced in the sixth, Christian Yelich. Veteran left-hander is 1-0. Skips past the catcher to the backstop. Change up 2-0. William has a hit, an RBI single back in the three-run first inning. 1-for-3. If you're just joining us, Brewers trying to avoid being swept, scored 3 in the first and 4 in the fourth. Contreras takes up and in from JoJo Romero. It's 3-0. Jose Quintana then with 5 very effective innings, just 1 run allowed, and it's 7-1 the crew as we start the seventh. 3-0 pitch, way outside. Left a bunt, probably just more of a distraction than anything else. And Romero wasn't close. It's a 4-pitch walk to William Contreras to begin the inning. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So William aboard for the second time. Contreras, by the way, now has exactly one hit in all 6 games this trip. And now Sal Frelick, who's 1-for-3, he drops a bunt out in front of the plate. Played by the pitcher, Romero wheels after a slight juggle. He still gets the throw to first in time to retire Frelick. But the sacrifice successful. It advances Contreras to second. Almost got a little bit of a bonus. Because, as mentioned, Romero had that slight bobble. But he got the out by half a step, and that'll be it for JoJo. Got a right-hander up in the bullpen. Ollie Marmol is going to make a pitching change. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Brewers. They remind you when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular built for us. Brewers lead 7-1 in the seventh. and a man in scoring position with one out on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Rookie newcomer Matt Sponson is coming on in to pitch. We're in the seventh. Brewers lead the Cardinals 7-1 in this series finale. And Rhys Hoskins coming to the plate against Sponson, S-V-A-N-S-O-N, who's making only his second appearance as a big leaguer. Runner at second base is Contreras. One away, and here comes Hoskins, 1-for-3, an RBI single. And he's ready to face the right-hander Matt Sponson. First pitch. Big swing and a miss. It's a breaking ball up. Nothing and one on Rhys. Sponson was acquired for Paul DeJong. Just got called up a little over a week ago. The 0-1 inside on Hoskins, who took it. Ball one. Pitched a scoreless inning in his first major league appearance. This is number 2 for Sponson. Hoskins has been a hot hitter for a couple of weeks. The 1-1 pitch, inside corner, breaking ball, 1-2. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal, 7 cheeseburgers and 2 fries for only $17.99, win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. 1-2, taken upstairs there by Rhys. Another sweeper, 2-2. The sun, as it's been for the last few innings, trying to peek through the clouds of an otherwise gloomy day, but it's turned much nicer. Temperature in the low 60s in St. Louis. Contreras at second, the 2-2, hit in the air to left. This will be a play for Brendan Donovan. Saunters in a few steps, has to wait a while, and he makes the catch. That's the second out of the inning. Contreras remains at second for Isaac Collins. Time to drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Reds trying to sweep the Rockies at Coors have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. That's a Nick Lodolo start for Terry Francona. First pitch, Collins leans back from a pitch up and in to the lefty, 1-0. The Reds have been on the road, like the Brewers will be, for a week and a half. This ends a 9-game road trip for them. It's going to be a winning trip. The 1-0. Way outside on Collins, 2-0. 3-0 Cincinnati if they hold on. They'll go 6-3 on the trip, including winning the final 4 games. Went through Baltimore, Miami, and Colorado. Pitch is way outside on Collins again. It's 3-0 from Sponson. Got Joey Ortiz in the on-deck circle. Brewers leading 7-1 in the seventh. Pirates have taken a 1-0 lead in the first against the Dodgers. 3-0 pitch down the middle for a strike on Collins. 3-1. Pirates a chance to win that series. They were a struggling team as they headed to the Los Angeles area, but they could win series against both the Angels and the Dodgers this week. 3-1 pitch hit in the air foul down the right field line, and that one hooking into the seats. And it's a full count on Isaac Collins. Tonight it is Sunday Night Baseball, Phillies and Cubs at Wrigley. Aaron Nola versus Jameson Taillon, 6-10 Central. Cubs trying to go 6-2 on an 8-game homestand. Runner at second, 3-2 pitch called strike three. Right at the top of the zone, and Collins knew it. So Sponson comes back to strike Isaac out, and he strands an inherited runner. Time to stretch at Busch Stadium. The Brewers 7, the Cardinals 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Celebrate your special occasion at a Brewers game. Assemble your crew of 15 or more and enjoy discounted ticket pricing and preferred seating. Plus, Brewers account reps take the stress out of planning to help you plan your outing. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey, hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit findsupportwi.org today.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Grant Anderson will get a second inning of relief behind Jose Quintana. 7-1 Brewers, bottom of the seventh inning. And the number 9 hitter for St. Louis, Mason Wynn, to lead off against him. Why not keep Grant out there? He had a very quick 1-2-3-6. That's about 6 pitches to get 3 outs. Mason Wynn has flown out twice. Now the pitch. Way outside. Ball 1. Each time Wynn batted, that was against the starter Quintana. You do have Nick Mears getting ready in the bullpen here as Anderson begins the bottom of the 7th. And the stretch was brought to us by Island Resort and Casino. 1-0 pitch. Up and in. 2-0. Sweet Grass and Sage Run Golf courses open in May next week. Take advantage of the island's early season stay and play package rates through May 23rd. 2-0 pitch inside, 3-0. Mason Wynn 3-for-9 in the series. Anderson ready, 3-0 pitch. Way inside, he almost hit him, and it's a 4-pitch walk. None of the pitches were anywhere near the zone. As efficient as Grant was in the 6th, it's an inauspicious beginning to the next inning out there on the hill. It brings up the top of the order. Here's Lars Nootbaar. Quintana, the starter, walked 3, so 4 in the game by Brewers pitching. Nootbaar has a couple of singles, 2-for-3 against Quintana. Pitch by Anderson, way inside again. Well, he's lost the release point here at the moment. Missed with 5 straight, 1-0. Nootbaar 6-for-10 with 2 walks this series. Been on base 8 times. They've only gotten him out 4. Anderson stepped off, used the disengagement. Mason Wynn being held on. The 1-0 pitch. There's the strike. Painted the outside corner with a fastball. 1-1. Brewers headed to Chicago after the game. They'll play the White Sox this coming week, starting Tuesday. Got a day off tomorrow. 1-1 pitch fouled back by Nootbaar. Went after a high one and hit it out of play. 1-2. The White Sox have the second worst record in the major leagues. The only team worse at the moment, the Colorado Rockies. Coming into the day, Chicago is 7-20. They're playing the rubber match of a series in Sacramento against the A's. 1-2 on Nootbaar, nobody out. Bottom seven. Anderson ready in the pitch. Way inside, 2-2. That game just getting underway. It's already 1-1 bottom of the first. White Sox, a team the last couple of years that you feel like you can get well against. 2-2 on Nootbaar. Here it comes. Swung on and fouled. Just got a piece and hits it to the backstop. Remains 2-2. They are in as full of a rebuild mode as you can be. Of course, the White Sox set the major league record for losses in a season a year ago. They're on a similar pace. Not quite that bad. 2-2 again, Nootbaar takes. At the knees, got him looking with a fastball. Strike three. Brent Anderson rings him up. Right at the bottom of the zone, ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. That was Grant's first of the four outs that he's recorded. One gone, bottom seven. And here's Wilson Contreras. Brewers leading 7-1. Pitch. Very high ball one. Wilson has walked twice. The thing about the White Sox, when you're playing a bunch of young guys that are trying to solidify themselves as major leaguers, and that's the case for Will Venable's team, it's like they have nothing to lose. Breaking ball for a strike, 1-1 on Wilson Contreras. Sometimes those are harder series than one might realize.
Well, there's some freedom to it when you're playing for the White Sox, right? You have the freedom of not having expectations placed on you day in and day out. The microscope's not on you the same way it is for a team that's contending.
Pitch is a line drive up the middle and into center. Base hit. Broke his bat. But he served it through. Stopping at second is Mason Wynn. It's a one-out single for Wilson Contreras. Two on. And Pat Murphy is going to make the call to Nick Mears.
Weird disposal of the bat from Wilson. Chucked it back across over by the Brewers dugout almost.
It's almost like he was annoyed that the bat broke.
Yeah. I mean, his dugout's first base side. He could have just flipped it that way, but he, like, chucked it.
How dare you break my bat?
It's weird.
U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Nick Mears coming in. Proud to support the Brewer Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 7-1 Crew, bottom seven. One away on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera.
Oh, solo mio.
Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go. With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing?
Download Citgo's Money Saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Nick Mears is in to face Brendan Donovan, the National League's leading hitter. Two on, one out. Bottom of the seventh. The pitch to Donovan at the top of the zone, called a strike. 7-1 Brewers. Grant Anderson gets four outs. Win at second and Contreras at first belong to Grant. And now it's Mears versus Donovan. Infield at double play depth. The 0-1. Lifted down the left field foul line. Long run over for Isaac Collins. That's going to get well into the seats. 0-2. How good has Mears been? I will tell you. In nine previous outings this year, he's given up just three hits and two runs. That covers nearly nine innings. A 1.04 ERA. 0-2 pitch. Got him looking. Wow. He just painted a 95-mile-an-hour fastball over the outside corner, and he strikes out Donovan on three pitches. Donovan has been so good this year, you haven't seen very many pitchers handle him like that. Great start for Mears. Two out for Nolan Arenado. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for the Brewers. Arenado's 0 for 3. Couple of men on in the pitch. Lined foul. Got out in front. Fastball pulled down the left field line. Got to update the strikeouts today for the Brewers. If you were with us earlier, we talked about how Quintana was painting the edges. All six of his strikeouts came looking. Both in this inning, backwards K's. All eight today. The Cardinal has struck out with the bat on his shoulder. I don't think I've ever seen that. Bluff back towards second, no throw.
There are Little League coaches everywhere just shaking their head going, swing the bat, kid.
Yeah, right. At some point, you got to adjust. 0-1, taken down the middle by Arenado. It's nothing in two.
Can't go down looking. Come on.
If Nolan strikes out looking here, Ollie Marmol might throw something. 7-1 Brewers the pitch. He took it. Oh, it was low. It was close.
That might have been one of the more exciting called third strikes in a 7-1 game in the seventh inning ever, right?
I was going to give it a lot.
I could tell you were ready to ramp it up. I was awaiting your call.
That was the first pitch out of the strike zone from Nick Mears of the six that he's thrown. First and second, two out. The 1-2 pitch. Hit foul back up and out of play by Nolan Arenado. I know it's early, but Mears has been so good at the start of the season. You just feel great about this guy. Whenever you're calling upon him, very confident. 1-2. Check swing, ground ball right back to Mears. Oh, it went under his glove. Tough play. Terang on the run. Throws to first. Not in time. Boy, Mears had that slide right underneath his glove. And by the time the second baseman could get to it, it was too late to get Nolan Arenado at first, and the bases are loaded. That should have ended the inning. I guess he scored a hit. We'll see. The Brewers are going to challenge the safe call at first base. Let's listen to our crew chief, Marvin Hudson, make the announcement here. They think that Nolan was out. Marvin is about to turn his microphone on.
Milwaukee is challenging the safe call at first base.
Boy, if Terang got him there, that was a heck of an effort by Bryce.
Well, this is one of those situations where you might as well challenge it because it's crew chief reviews from the eighth inning on, essentially. So you're not losing much by challenging it, even if you don't get it right. Looking at the replay here.
He's going to be safe.
It all depends on whether or not he actually touches the front of the bag with that right foot. Does he come shy of it?
Oh.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. And the he you're speaking of is the batter.
Yeah, talking Arenado. About Arenado.
Not Hoskins, who caught the throw. He had his foot on the base. Arenado got there before the throw, but maybe he never touched first.
He might not have touched the front of the bag. Now, it's called safe on the field, so they're going to have to be able to zoom in and see if there is space between his foot and the bag. Arenado thinks he was safe. The crowd thinks he was safe. But that's what the Brewers are challenging. They think that he was just shy of the first base bag with that right foot. And I don't know if there's enough to overturn it, but it's going to be close again.
All replay reviews are brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades today at PellaWI.com. So it's either bases loaded, two out, Brewers lead 7-1 here in the bottom of the seventh, or if they overturn the call, the inning's over. And it's up to the replay umpires in New York City.
This is where I wish they could zoom in.
The call over the field is overturned. The runner is out. Milwaukee will retain their count.
How about that? So Arenado did not apparently touch first base. The Brewers have been great in challenges. They're 3-for-3 this year, all of them on this road trip. So we go to the eighth. Mears strands a pair, and it's still 7-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
The best sounds you can get.
Back, track, bye, bye, baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Brewers leading 7-1. We go to the eighth inning as the rookie Svanson continues. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Joey Ortiz, the batter, and he takes inside with a two-seam fastball at 96, and it's 1-0. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits, building Wisconsin's infrastructure. 1-0 pitch right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org, and feel the power. 1-1 pitch, and Ortiz checks on a strike with a cut fastball. Low outside corner, 2-1. Ortiz, Durbin, and then Terang. Scheduled to hit here in this top of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch is down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes on Joey. A double today for Ortiz. Two hits in the series now. And just three hits on the road trip so far for Joey. 2-2 pitch is hit foul back behind the plate. And it stays at 2-2. We've talked a lot over the course of this early portion of the season about getting Hoskins going. And, of course, he's in a good spot right now. Getting Yelich going, and he's had a good road trip. And Contreras, of course. Jackson Churio, the big names in this lineup. 2-2 is a chopper and a high chopper on the right side of the infield. Waiting on it is J.C. and throws to first in time to get Ortiz. One away now for Caleb Durbin. But also for the Brewers, they're waiting on Joey Ortiz to get into the 2024 mold. He was an effective bat that hit towards the bottom of that lineup throughout the season last year. And he is not achieved that status yet in 2025. Durbin takes a strike and it's 0-1. And he has a quick enough bat. He has the ability, certainly, to get things going in a big way at some point here this year. 0-1 is a fly ball into right, backing up a couple of steps. And to his right is Jordan Walker to make the catch. Two down here for the Brewers in the eighth inning, and now Bryce Terang will be the hitter. And when Ortiz gets going, that'll make a big difference in just lengthening this lineup. Right now, you get Terang, Churio, Yelich, Contreras, Frelick, Hoskins, all in a really good spot. And you get some of these guys in the bottom third going a little bit, like an Ortiz, like Durbin has been. That could be a big deal for this lineup. Terang takes a sinker in, and it's 1-0. Rarely are you going to have all nine guys going at the same time. That's not how baseball typically works. 1-0 is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. But if you could have five, six, seven guys all swinging it well at the same time, that's going to lead to good run production in most games. 1-1. Terang took outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Bryce has been on twice today. It is 1-for-3 in the game. Just one hit in the series for Terang. Two-one is a strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball. It's 2-2. Brewers will have the day off tomorrow in Chicago, and then three with the White Sox coming up. 2-2 is a ground ball behind the bag at first. Gobbled up by Contreras. He runs to the bag to retire Terang. And the Brewers go down in order in the top of the eighth. To the bottom half we go. A 7-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in St. Louis, a 7-1 Brewers lead. Alec Burleson will pinch hit for the Cardinals, hitting for Luke and Baker here against Nick Mears, who stays out on the mound for the crew. Burleson hitting 276 on the year, and Mears fastball missed outside. It's 1-0. Temperatures in the 60s here in St. Louis. It's been a cloudy day, but it stayed dry throughout the course of this one. 1-0 is lined into right. That's down for a base hit for Alec Burleson. And leadoff man aboard for the Cardinals here in the eighth inning, and Thomas Jacy will be the batter now for St. Louis. Always a good day for a Leinenkugel's summer shandy. A refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor the moment. Jacy 0-for-3 in the game, 0-for-6 in the series. Right-handed hitter as Mears brings home the pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider on the inner half. And I think he got a piece of it, regardless. It is 0-1 on Sajacy, who fell down in a heap on the backside of that swing. He just kind of turned his ankle as he was balancing on it. Swing and a miss on a slider away, and now it's 0-2. Jared Koenig playing catch in the Brewers' bullpen. He's starting to get loose. John King is getting loose in the Cardinals' pen as Sajacy will use his timeout and step out of the box here. Brewers have out-hit the Cardinals 10-7 this afternoon, trying to salvage a game out of this series. 0-2 pitch. That missed outside. And it's 1-2. Thought maybe we were going to have another called third strike. Mears, the 1-2. That's down in the dirt with a slider. 2-2. That's trending in the territory of needing PR guru Andrew Grumman to reach out to Elias. 2-2 pitch. Oh. Is low with a fastball, maybe a touch outside. Now it's full 3-2. What is the record for the most called third strikes without any strikeouts swinging in a game? 3-2 pitch. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. And we do it again at 3-2 on Sajacy.
Yeah, right now it's 8-for-8.
Yeah.
For the Brewers pitching today.
That's got to be, I can't imagine that's happened a lot.
I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen
it. No, I know I haven't. 3-2. Missed high, walked him. So the first two have reached against Mears. And there's two on nobody out for Jordan Walker. So second consecutive inning, we're a little bit of trouble. And Chris Hook is on his way out for a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound to chat with Nick Mears. Well, nothing goes with baseball like a Usinger brat. Perfect meal for a ball game, especially when it's served with your favorite award-winning Pine River cheese spread, maybe the Asiago cheese. It's Wisconsin's best. How about some Cedar Crest ice cream or delicious custard as well? Always a hit. So the first two have reached, a single and a walk. Is it just me or has it cooled off a little bit in the last 30 minutes or so here in St. Louis too?
We keep vacillating between very overcast skies and then the sun peeking out.
Yeah, and right now the sun behind the clouds, and it's a little cooler right now. A little bit of breeze today, but nothing of major significance. So here's Walker, who's 1-for-3, had an infield single back in the second inning. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 94. It's 0-1. Brewers very much in control of this one. It's 7-1, but still have six big outs to get. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a nasty slider from Mears. And it's nothing and two on Walker. O-2 pitch. Missed away with a fastball. It's a good 0-2 pitch, but Walker took it. Mears has such an over-the-top delivery in today's game, kind of rare to see. 1-2. That is popped up foul out of play. First base side. Stays at a 1-2. And even on the breaking stuff, it's the same delivery. It is straight over the top. You see so much three-quarter or even sidearm delivery in 2025. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. And the dream is over. A strikeout swinging. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Nick Mears. Nick will take him any way he can get him. That was a great slider down and away to get Walker.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yep. Here's Pedro Páez. Still work to do to get out of this inning for Mears. The pitch is fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-1. Brewers have a day off tomorrow, so they can use all of these guys out of the bullpen, and there's no major consequence for it. Most of these arms all would be available by Tuesday night. 0-1. Ground ball to short. Backhanded by Ortiz. He'll flip it to second for one. There will be no throw to first as Terang wisely eats the baseball, but they get the middle runner. And that's the second out of the inning. So Pa has it first on a fielder's choice. It's a really nice play by Ortiz. He made it look rather easy. Burleson goes to third. So they're on the corners now for the number nine hitter, Mason Wynn. Mears trying to navigate his way through this inning after a little bit of trouble to start it up. Trying to put up another zero here in the eighth and get this game off to the ninth. First pitch to Wynn. Is in there with a strike on a slider at the very bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Koenig still getting loose in that bullpen. Probably this is the last batter for Mears. 0-1. Another slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. If he gets Wynn, inning's over. If he doesn't, Newt Barr in the on-deck circle probably sees Jared Koenig. 0-2 pitch. Hit foul out of play down the first base line. We do it again at 0-2. Jared definitely would be ready. He's been up for the better part of this inning. Mears trying to keep him out of that bullpen. Just try to finish off Mason Wynn right here. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball into shallow center. Coming in, drifting underneath of it, making the catch is Churio. And the inning is over. So a nice job navigating some traffic in the eighth inning for Nick Mears. We go to the ninth. 7-1 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pen in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University, Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
This is more.
More.
It is a 7-1 Brewers lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning. John King, the left-hander, will take over on the mound for St. Louis. King making his 10th appearance of the year, 6.43 ERA over seven innings. Jackson Churio will lead off against him, doubled in his last at bat. And the first pitch to Jackson is lined into right and down in front of Jordan Walker for a base hit. Hit that very hard right past Contreras, who stuck his glove out but couldn't get it to it. And Jackson with another multi-hit effort here this afternoon. So the leadoff man aboard yet again for the crew. That has been a recurring theme over the course of this game. And now here's Christian Yelich.
Boy, what a series. 8 hits in three games.
Started 0-for-3 today, and it's like the law of averages were going to come into play eventually. First pitch to Yelich. Fills up the zone with a strike, and it's 0-1. Christian's had a good day. 2 for 3. He's driven in 2. He's been on base 3 times. Christian up to 240 now with his batting average. And the pitch. And a chopper up the first baseline. Playing it on a couple of hops is Contreras. He'll run to the bag and retire Yelich. Churio goes to second, though, on the play. And he's there with one out now for William Contreras. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. They've got plenty of them already. For over 40 years, Network Health has been helping baseball fans with their health insurance needs. Visit networkhealth.com today. William Contreras, 1 for 3 with a walk. And the pitch, a half-hearted swing and a miss at a sinker away, and it's 0-1. 3 hits in the series. 6 hits on this trip so far for Contreras. King looks back at second. And the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Two-seamer down and away, and Contreras went after it. And he's behind nothing in 2. Hits now this afternoon for the Brewers. 0-2, a late swing, and he fouled it back and out of play.
The one that Churio just got, Lane, that's the first against the bullpen.
Yeah, after Fetty left, the bullpen had been pretty good. Romero, Svanson, and now King. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down and away. He strikes out Contreras. And there's 2 outs here in the 9th inning for the crew. And if they want to tack onto this lead, it'll be up to Sal Frelick. Sal has been so good this year against left-handed pitching. It's something the Brewers always believed he would be able to do. First pitch to Sal's up and in. It's 1-0. It's something Bryce Terang has gotten much better at as well. But Frelick hitting .351 coming into today against lefties. 1-0 pitch is a chopper right at Contreras. Couple of big hops. Foot race to the bag, and he will win that foot race and retire Frelick. And the inning is over. Brewers got a leadoff single from Churio. They strand him at second base. 3 more outs to get for the crew. We go to the bottom of the 9th. 7-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All 3, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends. Then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Well, 3 more outs to get for the crew. Jared Koenig is going to be tasked with that as he comes on to work the bottom of the 9th inning, a 7-1 Brewers lead. And Lars Nootbaar will lead things off for St. Louis. Brewers three outs away from salvaging a game out of this series. Appearance number 14 on the year for Koenig. First pitch missed away to Newt Barr. It's 1-0. 2.25 ERA for Jared Koenig so far this year. Been a great find for the crew over the last couple of seasons. 1-0 is right through there with a sinker at 93 that time from Jared, and it's 1-1. Koenig looks in, and the 1-1 delivery. That is through there for a strike, 1-2. Well, a win today means the Brewers would be 2-5 for the road trip, which is certainly not what they had hoped for when they left for San Francisco. 1-2 pitch is down and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lost a couple of one-run games here in St. Louis. Blew a late lead against the Giants on Thursday. Also lost a close one on Wednesday. Had their opportunities, frankly, on Monday as well. They've had chances in all of these games. 2-2, missed away. And the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. But a win today still gives you an opportunity. If you go to Chicago and play well against a White Sox team that is certainly struggling. 3-2. That missed. Probably could have been a strike. Contreras looking back at Junior Valentine wanting to know where it missed. And now the two of them are laughing. So it's a leadoff walk to Lars Nootbaar, who is just a really tough out. On a base for the third time today. And now here's Wilson Contreras. Koenig's first pitch to Contreras is through there for a strike at its 0-1. If you would, and it's always hard to assume you could go sweep a team, right? Like, you have to play really clean, really good baseball against any major league team. They're still big leaguers. So you don't ever assume that that's going to happen. Well, one is a ground ball to short. Could be two. Ortiz to second. Terang on to first in time. 6-4-3 it goes. And that leadoff walk erased from the base paths. And there's two down now for Brendan Donovan. But there's certainly an opportunity. Go sweep the White Sox. All of a sudden, that's a 5-5 trip. And you feel a little bit better about it from when you left to when you come home. But that'll be challenging to do. First pitch to Donovan is fouled back and out of play, and it's 0-1.
There's a lot of what-ifs with this series, too.
Right, absolutely.
You think about Friday's game, the play that Arenado made to save the lead.
0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Donovan. And I think if you're Pat Murphy, that would be part of the messages. Look, we didn't play close to our best baseball, and we were within a run. We were within inches at times. 0-2, ground ball to third. This should do it. Big hop for Durbin. Throws to first in time. They got him. And the Brewers have salvaged a game out of this series with a 7-1 victory on this Sunday afternoon in St. Louis. Jose Quintana starts off 4-0 in his big league career. As he goes 5 innings, the bullpen did the rest. And the Brewers get a much-needed win and snap that losing streak. And they win it 7-1 over the Cardinals here today at Busch Stadium. We are back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where?
Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera? Good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go.